Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
All right, here we go. Two and one.
Oh, that's okay, fine. Hey,
give it to me again.
Are you on another one?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
All right, fine.
Willis is good?
Yeah, I would say that's fair, right? Sure is showing it.
Bringing in ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde, who's with us on this day after a Packers win. What's up, Wilde?
What a well-oiled machine you two are. Well, how you doing?
We're really running it over here, absolutely. What do you got?
You guys stink. No, it's great to be with you. I love it when Tausch misses time and I get to talk to you guys. What do you got?
So, first question out of the gate. How would you like
go,
to be...
Go, Pat, go!
Thank you. The Tennessee
would
Titans
you
today.
Would you tell Pancake to stop pushing buttons back there?
Let's blame Greg for that. Anyway, go ahead.
Think about the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Malik Willis, a few weeks ago, was with that team.
Mm-hmm.
He was, what, was he their number three?
He was.
Okay, he's their number three. The Packers go out and get him for a song, essentially, a seventh-round pick in a trade, because I suppose we were afraid somebody might claim him if they just cut the guy. He's now coming into their town. Their starter is lousy, a turnover machine, and Malik Willis runs up and down on the field. The scouting report that we got on Willis from a number of pretty good sources was that he's really not a very good football player. Yes, nice athlete, but he doesn't run an offense well. He's prone to making mistakes. He's maybe not that smart from a football standpoint. How did we get that scouting report?
Because situations matter. You know, you ask the guy that I'm filling in for, which seems to happen frequently. Again, I'm not complaining, and I'm certainly not saying I'm going to Wally Pip him because that gets back to him. Then I got to deal with all that drama. But look. Tausch was a seventh-round pick and went to the perfect situation, right? The starting right tackle has back problems, misses most of camp. Tausch gets all those snaps. Then two games into the season, Earl Dotson's back locks up, and Tausch takes over. And whenever he was healthy, which was for 160 games or whatever it was, he was their starter. He missed the time with the two ACLs, right? And so – but Tausch will tell you that if the Seattle Seahawks were also interested in him and drafted him, he might have had a very brief career. It may not have worked out at all because it was not because he wasn't a good player, but because he went to the wrong situation where it didn't happen for him. And I look at Malik Willis, and, you know, he claimed after the game that this isn't any more special than any other win and that he has no ill will toward Tennessee. But the bottom line is they chose the other guy, one, and – that guy stinks. I mean, he's just not very good. Now, maybe he will develop down the road, but right now the best thing he's got going for him is a mayonnaise commercial. On the flip side of it, you know, Malik Willis has gone to a situation now where they have a really bright head coach and a really good offensive staff that has put together schemes that accentuate the positives and mitigate the negatives in his game. But this is why, you know, when anonymous scouts say stuff like, they had said about Malik Willis, or his left tackle goes on Barstool and says he's a really nice guy, he just can't play football. Maybe there's more to it than meets the eye, and he has, pardon the pun, transformed during these games with the Packers.
So the thing that worried me early on in that game, Wilde, as I am prone to worry, as you know, when then the Titans go right back down after our opening score. They go right back down, march down the field, and score. And I remember saying, I'm like, we can't have this. It can't be a shootout. As much as I like what Malik Willis has done, as much as I like the game planning of Matt LaFleur, shootout doesn't end well for us. That defense locked things up in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm a worrier by nature, too. Not about the Packers, because it doesn't matter to me either way, but about a lot of other things. So I totally get how you were feeling in that moment. But it was incredible what that defense did yesterday. And again, Will Levis has turned the ball over more in the first 3 weeks of the season than anyone else in the league. He's throwing interceptions. He's losing fumbles. I'll give him this. He's very creative with the way he turns the ball over. But the bottom line is, you know, they got after him in a big way. And we had heard after the first two games, we talked to Jeff Hafley on Thursday, and basically he's like, look, we have not rushed the passer the way we intend to because Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles, and Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for the Colts, they were too much of a running threat, and we wanted to kind of curtail our pass rush to protect against them getting out and getting big plays with their legs, like Malik Willis did to the Titans yesterday. Well, yesterday he unleashed the hounds, if you will, and they got after him. And 8 sacks, second most in a single game in Packers history, forcing 3 turnovers. They now have matched the number of interceptions they had in 17 regular season games last year in just 3 games this year. McKinney is a field-tilting player. He has been a difference maker. He's got an interception in each of the first 3 games. Their safeties last year, the starters, no interceptions, none, 0, Bupkis. So they are a different defense, and it'll be interesting to see how they sustain that against the Vikings team that was pretty darn impressive against a pretty good team in the Texans yesterday.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Jason. Are the Vikings for real?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. I don't know for sure, but they are more real than any of us thought. And again, going back to what we were just talking about, you know, Sam Darnold is drafted early, goes to the Jets, and the Jets are obviously leading the league in dysfunction. If I try to hug you guys at any point next time I see you, please don't shove me, because I'm not a two-handed shove guy. For those that missed the Aaron Rodgers exchange on Thursday night with Robert Saleh. But look, again, another quarterback who seems to have found the right match in his offensive play-calling head coach and the team and system that he's in. Because, you know, not only did Darnold flame out in New York, but then he bounced around and didn't have any success elsewhere. And he's kind of found his footing, it looks like. He was really good yesterday. And there's other guys that also fit that mold, right? Baker Mayfield now in Tampa seems to have found the right fit for him. Geno Smith in Seattle. So Malik Willis is part of what looks like to me like a trend of these guys that don't work out initially. They bounce around a little bit, and then they kind of find a spot that fits them, and they show that they're really not the quarterback that people thought they are. I wonder if Mitch Trubisky will be able to do that next.
Vikings have beaten the Giants, the 49ers, and the Texans as they come in to face the Packers on Sunday. Is this week, Wilde, going to be another week of cat and mouse game and Matt LaFleur playing coy over what's going to happen with Jordan Love?
Yes.
And his injury? Because I was listening to you on the pregame yesterday, and I agree with you. Did it really matter to the Tennessee Titans game planning, the dance that LaFleur had through the week with you all in the media auditorium? Well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Limited. Russell Wilson calls himself Mr. Unlimited. Matt LaFleur can call himself Mr. Limited when it comes to his answers. I don't think it made a difference either, but I don't know if he was as phony about it as we kind of thought maybe he was. I think he thought there was a better than decent chance that Love would play. And here's what I think has been interesting about this, if we can turn serious for a second. You know, we talked to Adam Stenovich, the offensive coordinator, on Thursday. And when somebody asked, you know, how will you know if Jordan's ready? Steno's answer was, well, I think Jordan will tell us. And then on Friday, you know, we asked LaFleur if he had been medically cleared, and he nodded while saying, we're working through that. I mean, that feels like a yes or no question, right? Has he been medically cleared or not to play in the game? And so I followed up and asked, how much of Jordan playing is up to Jordan? And his response was, it's a lot up to Jordan. So I wonder if he went through the workout yesterday and said, look, I'm still not ready to go. Even if the medical staff cleared me, I don't feel comfortable going, or how that played out. But there's, you know, then after the game, LaFleur's asked, when did you know it was going to be Malik? And he refused. He was all jovial about the game. And then his answer was, I don't even want to get into that. That was the end of it. So there's something not quite right about how this has played out. In answer to your question, Eric, I do think he plays this week. I think this was the game they were targeting all along for him to be back. So now this time I'll be actually surprised if he doesn't play, whereas the last 2 weeks I would have been surprised if he had.
I don't want any controversy. I just want to be all happy this week.
Now I gave you something else to worry
about. Yeah, something to chew on now. I'm going to worry about it all week. Thanks, Wilde. Really appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks, Jason.
Always fun. Can't wait for Tausch to miss another show. Take care. Be good.
ESPN Wisconsin's Jason Wilde live with us on Wisconsin's Morning News.